Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
No one else will do. Lord, in troubled times, I will run straight to you. Though my heart and flesh may fail, you're my very present help, my tower.
Good morning. Welcome. I am Leslie Hare. Lord Eternal God, we pray at this time for our sisters and brothers who, from their sick beds, share with us their hopes and yearnings for health and well-being. In the same way, we, as their sisters and brothers, connect our hearts with theirs and with compassion bear their suffering and pains. But we also share in the same hope and longing for health and peace to be with them through your presence. Look mercifully at your children, comfort them, and strengthen them. And by your grace, restore them. We ask this through the mediation of your Son, our suffering servant, a man of pain, who knows what it is to suffer, who took our infirmities upon himself and brings us peace today. Amen. A prayer by Luis Carlos Ramos of Brazil. Sharing a reflection with us today in light of the United Church's Men's Fellowship Sunday being commemorated today, October 11, 2020, and the COVID-19 pandemic is the Reverend Nigel Pusey, minister of the Boulevard Pretoria Road Charge of United Churches and chaplain of the United Church's Northeastern Regional Mission Council's Men's Fellowship. Reverend Pusey, welcome to United in Faith, and please share the message for the people that the Lord has placed in your heart.
This morning's scripture reading comes to us from Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 19. As Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked back, and there were the Egyptians advancing on them. In great fear, the Israelites cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "What is it because there was no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us? Bring us out of Egypt? Is this not the very thing we told you in Egypt? Let us alone and let us serve the Egyptian. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." But Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to keep still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward. But you lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, that the Israelites may go into the sea on dry land. Then I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And so I will gain glory for myself over Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and his chariot drivers." The angel of God who was going before the Israelite army moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud moved from in front of them and took its place behind them. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, speak, for your servants are listening. Speak and make us blessed indeed. Speak so that we will follow faster with steps that are firm and free. Speak, Lord, so that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts may be pleasant in your sight, O Lord, because you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. Amen. Brothers and sisters, good morning. Today in the United Church is our Synodical Men's Fellowship Sunday, and we are called to celebrate the work of the men in a difficult time. The COVID-19 SARS-2 virus has changed the way in which a lot of things can be done. Like all organizations, we too are asked to be faithful to God despite the circumstances. The question we ask ourselves is how. I believe the answer is found in our story of Exodus 14:1-19. In this story, Moses is told to take the children of Israel to the shores of the Red Sea. This, to the Israelites, was confusion, and all Moses had done is carried them into the wilderness with no plan. Indeed, they said to him, "Was it because there is no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness?" The situation had become bad, and worse was to come. As while they were there arguing with Moses, here comes the Egyptian army to recapture them. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." How, they might have asked. Moses, following God's instruction, stretched out his hand over the sea, and a mighty east wind came and parted the sea. Suddenly, there was dry ground, and the people were able to cross to the other side. It leaves us, my friends, to talk about divine defense, and importunity is opportunity. The first thing we must remember in these times is that God is with us. We are not out here on our own. The circumstances in which we have no control. The circumstances in which we have no control and our ministry is affected is nothing new to God. God has been here before and has a way for us to go through. God has worked out the plan, and all we need to do is avail ourselves to it. We're not fighting the disease on our own. Note, my friends, that as the Egyptians were coming close to the children of Israel, the angel in the form of a cloud who was piloting them along went behind them and became a wall of fire. God is there ensuring that what is our seeming sure doom will not overtake us. Yes, some will perish, but it will not destroy us. All we need to do is to allow God to decide how the situation is to be overcome. Allow God to block the negative and other debilitating things from you. Then allow yourself to see the new things that is being opened up for us. Which takes us then to importunity is opportunity. Moses was told to order the Israelites to go forward. They were to do so as what is happening is to give God glory over the Egyptians. In this moment, God, through Moses, was going to let the mighty Egyptians know that He, Yahweh, is the only God. Your king might think of himself as a god and call himself Pharaoh, but Yahweh is God, and Pharaoh is only an earthly king. It also created the opportunity for the Israelites to realize that God is not just a magician who can turn wood to snake and rivers to blood. It was an opportunity for God to show the people that He controls all the elements of nature and can use them as He sees fit. This importune moment was going to be God's and Israel's great opportunity. The same is true for us today, my brothers and sisters. This challenge of COVID-19 has come and seemed to have just removed our opportunities that we have worked hard to come about. Ministries that we have established and are now taking root seem to be stunted. However, I want to posit that this is such a great opportunity for ministry and the men of the church. This is the time when we can have the young men of our church come and teach us how to use our electronic devices. When we meet in small numbers to be taught, and after they teach us how to use them, then we can challenge them to a game of PUBG. This will then allow us to talk about the love of God, the love of Jesus Christ in them. It is the time when, through the use of technology, we can learn to follow the football and other sports and then use it to relate to the young men in our congregation and the wider community. The Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward." You must push forward, my friends, as this is the time to enter a new way of reaching the people of God, as we must use our faith and see the path that God is opening for us. Just be faithful and behold the deliverance of the Lord. Mighty God, we thank you for your goodness to us. May we see these difficult times as grand opportunity for men to reach men in the world. Lord, bless the men's fellowship of the United Church. Bless the men of our nation and cause us to have a vision for our country and to execute that vision. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Miracles when you move, such an easy thing for you to do. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my God.
The United Church's Women's Fellowship will host a virtual meeting on October 17, 2020 at 10 a.m. with greetings from the moderator of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, the Right Reverend Dr. Gordon Cowens, and guest speaker, the Reverend Dr. Yvette Noble Bloomfield. Please register with your council president and join them for updates on the fellowship, and then connect even deeper through a day of prayer and fasting on Sunday, October 18. Jamaica and the world need this. Come and be part.
Taking over like it's Jericho.
The United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands Lay Training Institute presents a program of webinars under the theme Built to Bend, a series of learning opportunities to build resilience and respond to the challenges of COVID-19 and beyond. They include navigating the digital space on October 17, developing content for social media on October 24, how to live stream a worship service, Bible studies or prayer meetings on October 31, producing a worship service for live streaming on November 7, all from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on the Zoom platform. Register through your regional mission council and see you there. Thanks to the Reverend Nigel Pusey, minister of the Boulevard Pretoria Road Charge of United Churches and chaplain of the United Churches Northeastern Regional Mission Council's Men's Fellowship, for his reflection this morning in light of the United Churches Men's Fellowship Sunday being commemorated today, October 11, 2020, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10. Telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.